Volume 2, Chapter 4, Citing Authority. Chapter Outline. Volume 2, Chapter 4. 4.1, Mandatory and Persuasive Authority. 4.2, Real World Citations. 4.3, Pinpoint Citations. 4.4, Star Pagination. 4.5, Authority and Citations. 4.6, Remote Working. Assignments. There are no assignments for this chapter. Chapter 4, Introduction. First Impressions. Some things can be learned, while other things must be experienced. One of the purposes of this textbook is to help you learn from the experiences of previous paralegals, so you can avoid pitfalls. It may not seem fair, but first impressions with attorneys can be career limiting. Conversely, they can also be career expanding. When it comes to first impressions, think of attorneys like baby ducks. When the ducklings first hatch, they will imprint on the first thing they see. This is usually their mother, of course, but it can also be another duck or even a human. Likewise, an attorney often imprints on the first time he or she asks a paralegal to perform a task or reviews a paralegal's work product. If the task has been done well, that is great news. If the work product has few problems, wonderful. But if the paralegal performs the task poorly or turns in work product that is not of good quality, that attorney may not use the paralegal for those types of duties again, at least for a long time. This dynamic applies to citations. If you turn in work that includes inaccurate citation form, an attorney may well pigeonhole you. Right or wrong, a poorly crafted citation may mean, in the attorney's eyes, that you don't understand research, law books, or even court structure. It's an instant judgment that is not fair, but may stick in the lawyer's eyes. So study citations well. When it comes to citation form, first impressions matter. In this chapter, mandatory and persuasive authority, pinpoint citations, star pagination. 4.1, mandatory and persuasive authority. How much weight? Sidebar. Primary, secondary, non. Sources of authority. Sources of primary authority. Constitutions, statutes, opinions, treaties, executive orders, administrative rules, administrative decisions, rules of court, charters, ordinances. Sources of secondary authority. Amger Second, CJS, ALR, treatises, legal periodicals, legal dictionaries, form books, encyclopedias, restatements of law, any other non-law that is quoted. Sources of non-authority. Digests, Shepherds, invalid law, headnotes, indexes, authority that is not on point. Critical skill set. In this chapter, the relationship between authority and citations will come full circle. An attorney, paralegal, or judge can look at a citation and, without even reading the case, know what kind of authority it would represent and how much potential weight it could carry, assuming the case is valid. However, the paralegal must first understand primary, secondary, mandatory, and persuasive authority. Mandatory authority is any valid law from a higher level within the same jurisdiction as the court in which litigation is taking place. When primary authority is mandatory, the lower court must follow the ruling of the higher court. Example 1 of mandatory authority. Your attorney is arguing a matter in the Hawaii Circuit Court, a state trial court, and has found a case from the Hawaii Supreme Court. That case would be primary mandatory authority, since the Hawaii Supreme Court is a higher authority than the Hawaii Circuit Court and in the appropriate jurisdiction. Persuasive authority is any valid authority not from a higher court, or an authority not within the jurisdiction of the matter being litigated. Secondary authority is also persuasive, at best, since it is non-law. Example 1 of persuasive authority. Your attorney is arguing a matter in the Colorado Supreme Court. You find a case from the Colorado Court of Appeals. This case would be primary persuasive authority, since it is from a court lower than the court in which the matter is being argued. Example 2 of persuasive authority. Your attorney is arguing a matter in the Utah District Court, a trial court, and you find an on-point case from the California Supreme Court. Even though the California Supreme Court is higher than the Utah District Court, it would be considered primary persuasive, since California is not within the jurisdiction of a Utah court. Possible mandatory courts. It may be helpful to view authority from another angle. Instead of looking at two possible authorities and their relationships to one another, identify the court in question and ask what courts might be considered mandatory. Only courts higher than the court in which the matter is being litigated and within the appropriate jurisdiction could be considered mandatory authority. U.S. Circuit Courts of Appeals are mandatory on U.S. District Courts because they are federal courts. Remember, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is one court that has been divided into different circuits. Assume the attorney is in the Colorado District Court, a state trial court. What court opinions could be considered mandatory on that court? What courts are higher with jurisdiction over that court? The list is very limited. The Colorado Court of Appeals, the Colorado Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court. That's it. Every other court, including all other state and federal courts, would be persuasive at best. Exercise A, mandatory authority. What courts could be considered mandatory on the following? 1. The Virginia Circuit Court, a state trial court. 2. The U.S. Supreme Court. 3. The New Hampshire Supreme Court. 4. The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. 5. The North Carolina Supreme Court. 6. The U.S. District Court, District of Arizona. 7. The California Court of Appeals. 8. The Hawaii Circuit Court, a trial court. 9. A case from the Texas Reports. 10. A case from the Nevada Reports. 11. A case from the Federal Reporter. 12. A case from the North Carolina Reports. 13. A case from the Nebraska Supreme Court. 14. A case from the Tennessee Court of Appeals. 15. A case from the Federal Supplement. 16. A case from the U.S. Reports Lawyers Edition 2nd. Exercise B, authority. Indicate which type of authority of the types outlined below is represented in the following examples. Unless otherwise indicated, the found authority is on point. Primary mandatory, primary persuasive, secondary persuasive, non-authority. You are in the Circuit Court of Virginia, a state trial court. A case you have found is on point and from the Virginia Supreme Court. 2. Your client's case is being heard by the Supreme Court of Colorado. The on-point authority you have found is a case from the Colorado Court of Appeals. 3. Your supervising attorney is involved with a trial court in the Washington Superior Court, a trial court you have located an on-point case from the Supreme Court of Georgia. 4. You are in the U.S. District Court. An on-point case is in the Federal Reporter Second. 5. Your client is involved in litigation in the U.S. District Court. Your attorney is relying on an on-point case from the Supreme Court of Texas. 6. You are in the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The case you are relying on was found in the U.S. reports and is on point. 7. Your attorney is arguing a case in the Washington State Appellate Court. You have found an on-point commentary in Amsler Second. 8. Your client has a case in the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. The relevant case you have researched is from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. 9. Your case is in the U.S. Supreme Court. You're using an on-point case decided a year earlier by the U.S. Supreme Court. 10. Your supervising attorney is involved in litigation in the New Mexico Court of Appeals. You have found a case decided by the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals that is on point. 11. You have a case in the Colorado District Court, a trial court. You have found an invalid case from the U.S. Supreme Court that is on point. 12. You are in the Alabama Appellate Court. The case you are relying on is from the Supreme Court of New Mexico. It is on point. 13. You have a case in the California Supreme Court and are relying on an on-point case from the U.S. District Court, District of Southern California. 14. You are in Washington's Court of Appeals. An on-point case is from the U.S. Supreme Court.